Now, it might have come as a surprise to some, but last night's Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney told 60 Minutes on CBS that Paul Ryan had been a leading candidate for his VP pick for some time.
I was intrigued and inclined towards Paul for some time, but I kept my mind open. And then on August 1st, it was time to make that final decision. I called Paul and said, I'd like to meet you on Sunday. And we sat down and made it happen.
As we discussed last week, Paul Ryan's particular appeal with the GOP was his work on the budget, which has been touted as bold, possibly defining example of how a Conservative administration will put the economy back on its feet. Now, that plan is going to be a flashpoint from here on out. Speaking on 60 Minutes last night, Mitt Romney sought to leave a little daylight between his ideas and his running mates.
Well, I have my budget plan, as you know, that I've put out, and that's the budget plan that we're going to run on. At the same time, we have the record of President Obama.
It's one of those rare moments where Democrats and Republicans are happy about a decision. Here's President Obama in Chicago yesterday.
Just yesterday morning, my opponent chose his running mate, the ideological leader of the Republicans in Congress, Mr. Paul Ryan. And I want to congratulate... No. Look, I want to congratulate Congressman Ryan. I know him. I welcome him to the race.
Democrats are eager to point out that major changes in the popular programs like Medicare, Medicaid that Ryan is calling for, along with Ryan's hardline stance on not raising taxes for the wealthy. Joining me to discuss this choice is Ron Christie, Republican political strategist and writer for WNYC's political website, It's a Free Country. Ron, what did you know about the VP pick and when did you know it?
Well, I learned, actually, like a lot of folks learned, which I think was a game-changing event, through the internet. What Governor Romney had done for his campaign was that he had an application for those of us who are on an iPhone or an Android where you could be the first to know of the pick through the use of an application. And so I found out, like most folks, early Saturday morning.
And what was your first reaction? Were you happy about it?
I am. I've known Congressman Ryan for 20 years. He's been a friend of mine. He's been a colleague of mine on Capitol Hill. And he's also been one who has been very willing to roll up his sleeves and to have an adult conversation about the serious issues that confront the United States. Our unsustainable levels of high government spending, the fact that entitlements in the United States are crushing our federal deficit, and the fact that we can find a sustainable and a clear way forward to move beyond the fiscal morass that we're in right now and to have a sustainable path to recovery. So, yes, I'm very pleased with this choice. I think it was a very bold pick by Governor Romney, and I think it's a pick that is going to galvanize and energize the conservative base, not only in the Republican Party, but also the so-called Reagan Democrats who are looking for an alternative, who are looking for a different message other than coming from President Obama in the White House. And I think this is going to be a game-changing choice for Governor Romney.
What experience do you think that Paul Ryan brings to the table that makes it, as you say, a game-changing choice?
Well, frankly, the election now is going to be about an adult conversation. Before, in the previous weeks, we've heard attack ads coming from a super PAC affiliated with President Obama saying that, you know, perhaps Governor Romney, through his experience at Bain Capital, was responsible for the death of a steelworker's wife. That's all gone now. What we're going to have right now is a clear contrast and a clear choice. The Republicans are going to be the alternative to the president's vision, which is trillion-dollar spending, deficit spending for the next 10 years, a health care bill that is going to insure less, cost more, and be, frankly, a drag on the economy when you consider that health care spending is nearly a third of the U.S. economy. The contrast is going to be one of we need to stop spending so much, we need to stop trying to do so much, and we need to find a way to get the stranglehold off of the American worker, off of the American producer, and find a way to re-strengthen and galvanize our economy. So I think it is going to be a stark and a clear contrast between two ideological and political visions that the American people will have to make a choice of how we move forward best in the next 4 years to produce and not only sustain a strong economy, but to really make sure that we have choices to ensure that we have a strong future for our economic recovery.
Ron, when Paul Ryan's name comes up in the media often associated with his budget plan. But there are some Republicans who think that he's more than just his budget plan. I just want to play you this little soundbite from columnist Charles Krauthammer.
Ryan has that Reagan-like quality. And one thing that I think Democrats are misreading, they just assume that Ryan will be a target, that they'll be on the defensive on Medicare and on the budget. But they don't understand how much Ryan is good at attacking on substance.
So that's a typical VP candidate role, is that the attack dog. How well do you think Ryan will do that?
Well, I think Charles Krauthammer is exactly right. I think the difference with a choice that you have here with Chairman Paul Ryan is that he has a very sunny disposition, but he knows the facts. He knows exactly the direction this country is headed in if we don't change course, and he knows exactly how to hit at the substance. I'll give you one example here. You know, if you look at post-World War II era, the United States percentage of spending to GDP has been about 19.6%. Under President Obama in the last 3.5 years, the percentage of spending to GDP has been about 24.6%. That is simply not only not sustainable, but a person like Paul Ryan can explain that in plain, clear, and simple language to say, if we don't stop spending at this unsustainable rate of growth of government, here are the exact stark consequences of this action. And I think, unlike many of the folks that Governor Romney could have chosen, Paul Ryan will be a sunny warrior. He will be an intellectual warrior, but he will be one that a lot of the American people can relate to because of his roots in the Midwest and because of his very clear-spoken, very even-handed way of saying, here's where we are, here's where we're going, and if we don't change course, these are going to be the consequences.
Ron Christie is a Republican political strategist and writer for WNYC's politics website, It's a Free Country. Ron, you sound happy.
I am a very happy guy this morning, and I think this is going to be a defining race and one I think the American people will be proud of, that we can focus on the substance rather than on the attack ads.
Thank you very much for your preview of Paul Ryan today, and we look forward for you coming back on the show and talking about more about him on The Takeaway.
Always a pleasure.
Now, earlier we heard from Philip Shepherd, who had to arrange and record 205 national anthems for this year's Olympic medal ceremonies in 6 days. But we want to hear from you. What's the hardest job you've ever had? Tell us at 877-8MYTAKE or post your comments at thetakeaway.org.